Hello, welcome to today's edition of Inside Life on the Exist Chief Radio. A very special good morning to you, somebody. I believe you are doing great. I'm also doing awesome this morning. Alright, so the last time on this show I talked about marry a helper, not someone you just love. And the conversation afterwards was very awesome. So today I want to present this humble letter to my dear young ladies. So on today's edition of Inside Life, I am speaking on the topic, dear young lady. I'm one person who really spend time to think through life, and I mostly have problem with the way some girls reason. I've seen few young ladies doing it out there and the kind of respect they receive in return. I personally admire ladies who don't depend on men solely to do whatever that they want to do. Now listen to me, dear young lady. Everyone has the power to sculpt themselves into a new being. Be it physically, morally, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. All you need to do is get your mind renewed. Think positively, be focused and determined, and you're gonna scale through. Somebody, this isn't for guys alone, it's for everyone. Dear young lady, I just want you to understand this day that you are capable of everything. I mean, stop wasting your time on unnecessary things, unnecessary relationships. I mean, get yourself busy, get a plan, stick to it, and stay focused. In fact, some of you, all you know is to wake up, eat, do snarl, and post them on your status and receive flashy comments, thinking that's all life is about. In fact, ignorance and laziness is killing the young ladies of today. Some of you are too unserious, you think life is all about flashy things. Just be there and be ignorant and do not listen and see how you end up your life. Now listen to this. No man who means business will marry a damn woman all in the name of love. In fact, I don't know why some of you want to smell pepper before you can listen. Yeah, I know I'm being harsh, but that is the hard truth. Before I came out with this topic, I was speaking to one elderly woman, and she said something to me that she wished she knew some of these things when she was young. But ladies of today, or young ladies of today, will not take advantage and learn from their peers. They think they have the same age, so I mean, what do you have to tell her? But the thing is, if you don't have the knowledge and someone else's do, please listen to the person, it might help you. Sometimes I hear people say experience is the best teacher, but some of you have experienced the same thing 3 times, but it looks as if teacher experience didn't teach you anything. See, experience is better used on the job field, not in life. I don't know why people always want to get themselves in a situation before they learn. What? You can learn even before you get there. See, experience is never the best teacher. In fact, experience is very expensive, painful, time-wasting, and inefficient. Yeah, I get it. We all struggling financially. We can all choose to get ourselves some sugar mommies and some sugar daddies. But the cost that comes with it, that's not worth it. And besides, we've seen people doing it all by themselves with a little push from their parents. So some of you who say that, yeah, there is no money in the house, so I have to get myself a married man who can take care of me. And the pathetic thing in this whole situation is that most of the young girls I'm talking about, they are Christians. They read the Bible. See, if you start taking things as a married woman, you have to give things as a married woman. I hope you understand what I mean. Dear young lady, I'm writing you this letter because I'm sick and tired of seeing kids on the street struggling to get a life, or because of some mistakes the past generation did. Mistakes are there for us to learn from and not for us to repeat them. But it looks as if we are closer than repeating those mistakes and learning from them. See, whatever that you want to become, all depends on you, dear young lady. If you want to become that ordinary girl in the community, it's all in your hands. And if you also want to become that respectable woman in the community, it all depends on you, so you have to choose which of them you want to become today. And you start planning towards it and doing whatever that you have to do to attain that. Okay, so that is the end of my letter to you, dear young lady. Very special happy birthday to you, Phyllis. Yeah, today is your birthday. She's one of the few women that I really respect. May God bless you today and forever, Phyllis. If there's going to be any party anywhere, you have to link me up, you know. Okay, so that is it for today. Until we meet again, enjoy the rest of today. Bye-bye.